the challenge of the Yukon.
And take on your huskies!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Two officers of the Northwest Mounted Police stood before Inspector Grayson at Dawson headquarters. Sergeant Preston was slightly older than Corporal James, but both men were strong and clear-eyed, and both listened eagerly as the inspector explained the case on which he was sending them.
Now, this man, Rusty Blake, is a ruthless killer. In addition, he's clever. He's boasted that he'll never be taken alive. As you know, he's responsible for the death of one of our officers, and he's wanted in Alaska for two or three murders. I'm sending you two men because you know the North as well as he does, and because of your outstanding records.
Thank you, sir.
The man who travels with Blake is called Rico. He's half Eskimo and half French-Canadian, and is just as ruthless as Blake. He knows the North like the palm of his hand. It's a very dangerous assignment.
I'll be very glad to try it, sir.
That door's for me, too, Inspector.
I was sure you'd want it. Now, here's a description of these men as far as we know it. I want you to read it carefully and carry it with you.
Well, thank you, sir. Have you any suggestion as to where Blake's trail could be picked up?
He was last seen in 40 Mile. He has a sister in Moosehead, but never goes near her.
Shall we stop to see her in Moosehead, sir?
No, we've already tried that. She knows nothing about him. He has a reputation that's none too savory, but so far she's kept out of trouble. Her husband has a bad name. He's a drunkard. You won't get any information out of him.
Then you want us to go straight to 40 Mile, sir?
Yes, Sergeant. I think that's the place to start if you want to pick up Blake's and Rico's trail in the shortest possible time. That's where they were headed, according to the last reports.
I think it would be better if we don't do this bank robbery here in 40 Mile, Blake.
It's easy, I tell you, Rico. I know just how to do it. Nobody but the cashier is there this time of night.
But we have money enough to get away without doing this.
Nobody ever has enough money. We're going to need plenty if we want to hide up for a while.
Well, he's up to you to say.
All right, quiet. Here's the bank.
You can get in all right.
Yeah, the lock is easy. I took care of that today. Here we are. Get your gun ready.
Oui.
Careful now. I got the door unlocked. I'll go first, Rico.
Who's there? How'd you get in?
Put up your hands and don't move. Get that gold, Rico, all of it.
No, who are you?
In case you want to know, it's Rusty Blake. But you're not going to be able to tell anyone.
Why are you kidding? He don't try to stop us.
It's better this way. Nobody will know the bank was robbed till tomorrow. By then, we'll be a long way from 40 Mile. Now, come on. I'll help you get this money together.
Lucky we came straight to 40 Mile, Sergeant.
This looks like the work of Rusty Blake.
I was bringing my gold in. We met them two murderers on the trail going south. We'd hardly even say howdy.
And you're sure these men answer the description I gave you, Parson?
They sure do. One was big and mean and ugly. The other
yes,
was...
Yes, we went over that two or three times.
Shall we try trailing them, Sergeant?
Of course. Start at once. But if they took the trail south this morning, they must have seen us. That's the way we came, from Dawson.
You mean they must have hidden off the trail somewhere until we passed?
There's only one passable trail this time of year. They must have heard us coming, Corporal. Probably heard the dogs. Parsons here was on foot with no dog team. They didn't know he was coming.
You're right about that, sir. I met him coming around a bend. They heard their dog team, but they had no way of knowing I was coming.
Do you think they knew we were Mounties?
Anyone as clever as Blake would know. Remember, he killed one of us. From ambush.
If it's Blake, be careful, Sergeant. He'll kill you on sight. Just the way he did that poor bank clerk.
We'll be careful. One, Corporal.
Right, sir.
We'll get our supplies and start south
at once.
It's so dark. Don't you think we should camp now?
Good whimper, Enrico. We gotta keep going. Them are Mounties we saw, I tell you. They'll be coming after as soon as the town knows the bank was robbed.
But they don't see us. We hide when they pass by.
That's the difference between being dumb and smart. Remember the man we passed on the trail?
Oui. Did I forget?
We could have told them he saw us. They could trail us easy. Yeah, if only it would snow.
I am so tired.
Rico, you know the country around here better than I do.
I know this country like my own backyard.
We gotta lead them off our trail some way. We could fight one, Mounty, but not two.
How you think you do this?
You're gonna lead the trail. You go one way and I'll go the other. We'll meet at Bear Landing in 3 days.
How much? March there! Something's wrong with King. Hurry, you husky.
Yeah, what's wrong with him, Sergeant?
I stopped for something. What's wrong, fella?
Look at those tracks.
Oh, so that's it. They separated. King didn't know which trail to follow.
One of them went to the left off the main trail.
Looks as if we're going to have to divide our forces. We're going to have to follow one of them, Corporal.
The one who kept to the main trail may be heading for the river. The ice is gone. If he gets there and get a boat, we lose his trail.
I'd better go after him with the dog team. I'd be able to catch him.
I'll take a pack and start after the one who left the trail.
The next town is Moosehead. You can make it?
Don't worry about me, Sergeant. I know this country.
I will meet there at the trading post. With two prisoners, I hope.
All right, King. One King! One of your huskies! Halting!
There he goes in a canoe. That's nothing. Well, it's no use. Not another boat anywhere. What's that? I didn't see you lying here, man. Here, let me help you up. What happened?
Man come. Him want my boat. We no give it to him. We have fight. Him try kill me.
Your partner's torn. He tried to knife you.
Him here dog team come. Jump in boat. Go.
Does this pack belong to you, the one that's lying here?
Oh, that's his pack. Him drop it when we fight.
Were there any supplies in your canoe?
No, me just come.
I can't get far without supplies.
Him heat bad medicine.
Your arm's bleeding. Where do you live? I'll take you home.
Me all right. Not this bad. Me want get canoe back.
We'll get it back some way. Don't worry.
Go fast in canoe. Get to Moosehead, maybe. Maybe get supplies.
You sure you'll be all right if I leave you?
Me all right now.
I'll start out for Moosehead right away. Should get there shortly after he does. All right, King. Up front, boy.
On King! On King!